Mark Scar on KIOW Morning Conversation. Proud to welcome in the Paul Reiser. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Nice to be here.
How are you? What's going on? Doing lots of press.
Oh, you know what? I am doing some press. I'm calling around town, plugging some dates. I'm doing stand-up, which was always my first love, and I don't get to do it as much, but I'm going to be in your neck of the woods. I'll be in Iowa, Mason City, September 23rd, and the next night, the 24th, down in Cedar Falls. And, it's important. The reason I'm calling is that I need people to get tickets and come to the show, because if you've ever seen a comedian play an empty theater, it's very sad. It's a very sad thing, Mark. And so that's why I'm knocking on doors and making sure people come down to the show.
And you're coming before the snow flies, most importantly.
Yeah, I'm not stupid. I said, get me in there early. You never know. I mean, these days it could snow in August and, you know, hit 100 in December. So, yes. And I have not been to either city. I have not been to Mason City or Cedar Falls. So I'm looking forward.
Oh, fantastic. We're talking to Paul Reiser. And I understand that you were overseas recently and did something called The Problem with People, which you had a lot to do with. You had a heavy hand in that.
I did. Yes, it's a movie that'll be out in the spring. It's a movie that I wrote, and it's... I had always wanted to go to Ireland, so I had to write a movie to give me an excuse. And it's a really funny story about an American guy gets a call out of the blue from a cousin he's never heard of, the Irish side of the family, and there's been a family feud between the two sides for generations, and they decide to try and make peace, and it doesn't go well. And it's a really fun movie, and as I say, I'll come back and talk about it in depth when it's out. We're actually editing it now, but it'll be out hopefully in the spring.
Okay, wonderful. You were nominated for an Emmy. Congratulations for the Kaminsky Method.
Thank you. And I have a theme going, which is I don't win my Emmys. I get nominated and then have never, ever won. And now I'm at the point, Mark, if I ever do win, I'm not going to take it. I'm not going to accept it. It's just, you know what? You missed it. I'm no longer interested. So that's sort of my theme. I like to get nominated and then fail.
You know, everybody says it's nice to be nominated, and I'm sure it is, but is it?
I'm sure it's nicer to win. I have no idea, but I would imagine it's one step nicer.
Right. We're with Paul Reiser. Paul's coming to see us in September, North Iowa Community Auditorium for the NIAC Performing Arts and Leadership Series, and go to paulreiser.com. I was doing some snooping around, Paul, online, and I see that you're on Instagram.
You know what? I am being dragged slowly and against my will, dragging and kicking and screaming into the world of social media, because it doesn't come naturally to me. Like, people say, well, just, you know, put anything up. If you're eating something good, I went, why would people want to see a picture of my sandwich? You know what I mean? Because people put everything up. But yes, I am on Instagram, and I'm on Twitter, and I try to put myself out there, but hopefully I have people who help me with that, because it doesn't come naturally to me.
I was going to say, are you on TikTok? Because I'm not. I don't understand it. I'm like you.
No. Listen, I barely know how to work my TV. So, I'm covered. I think between Twitter and Instagram, I'm good. And there's a... You know, I've been doing some press. There's a TV show, a brand new show that I'm in that comes out in September, on the 20th of September. It's called Reboot. And everybody got confused. They said, oh, it's a Mad About You reboot? I said, no, it's a show called Reboot, and it's about a not-great sitcom that tries to reboot 20 years later. And in the previous 20 years, everybody's grown. The little cute kids are no longer cute kids, and the grown-ups don't get along, and the old writers are fighting with the new writers who are trying to make it hip and socially relevant, and it's really funny. So that's going to be on Hulu. And they said, well, if you have to plug it on Instagram. I went, yeah, I don't know how, but I'll try. But this is what, you know, I like the low-tech stuff, which is, I think, part of why I love doing stand-up, and I always return to it. is because it is so low tech. You know what I mean? There's nothing fancy about it. You just show up in a room, old school. You show up and you talk and you make people laugh, and then you go home. There's nothing more complicated to it.
You got a microphone and a stand, a stool.
Yeah, a microphone. Exactly. I mean, truly, it's a microphone, a stand, and maybe if you're lucky, a glass of water. And then, you know, and people show up. It's exactly how it's been for since the beginning of stand-up. There's nothing that's been modernized, and it's just great fun. And you get, and people, even if you go from town to town, it changes every night because the people are different, you know, and they sort of, even if they don't mean to, they sort of push you and tell you where to go. And I can't wait to show up and get on stage and see live people laughing. That's, you don't get to do that on TV. So in stand-up, they're right there and you see faces, and it's a treat for me and hopefully for the people.
Right. And I'd be remiss if I didn't talk about this Stranger Things that's blowing up. Could you have ever imagined it?
Listen, I got really lucky because Stranger Things had the first season and was instantly a hit. And then they invited me to be in the second season. So it was really a no-brainer for me because I said, well, this is a huge hit. I will be more than happy to show up. But it's, you know, when I was in Ireland this past summer, I was there when Stranger Things season 4 dropped. Dropped, that's how the kids say it.
Yes.
It came out. It dropped. And it was really striking to me how big the reach of that show is. I said, I'm on the other side of the world, and I'm walking around, and it's as if, you know, I was in their house yesterday. It's like, oh, my gosh, this show, yeah, it shouldn't be surprising. You know, you're on Netflix. It's everywhere around the world in one push of a button. But you really begin to see that. And then I did a little thing in this show called The Boys, which is a whole other world. It's on Amazon. And that dropped around the same time, the same week. So suddenly, it was a new experience for me to be on these two hit shows that I had nothing to do with. I just was, you know, lucky enough to be invited in to join these shows that were already up and running. And it's interesting for me to see, like when people come to my live shows, I can just tell by looking at them where they heard of me. It's like, you know, anybody under 20, I go, well, that's Stranger Things crowd. They go, oh, that guy there, he's from The Boys. And the couple in their 40s, they watch Mad About You. And the old guy in his 70s, he must have liked the Kominsky method. I can just tell who's in the audience, which is kind of funny to me.
Did you ever envision, Paul, at your age, that you'd be probably busier than you've ever been in your entire life?
You're absolutely right. No, I didn't. I didn't plan it by any stretch. As I said, my goal always was, I just want to go out and tell some jokes and get people laughing and then go home. And then, you know, I didn't plan on all these shows. And it's been an interesting, fun ride. And they're all fun. You know, they're great fun for me. They're all different, and the people involved are great. So I got nothing. I'm not complaining. Believe me, I'm not complaining. It's been a fun ride.
The key is to be ready, right? At all times.
Absolutely. You got it. Be ready because they may call. You don't want to not be ready or be in the shower when they call. So I haven't showered in 14 years. And you know what? It's paying off like crazy.
Talking to Paul Reiser, one more thing. I'll give you a chance to plug your books. You've got, I think, three of them.
I have three books. The first one was called Couplehood, and then a couple of years later, we had our first son, a book called Babyhood, and then a couple of years later, a book called Familyhood. And so I don't have another book planned, but I think it would have to be like Strokehood or Deathhood. It was, you know, the tail end of life. It's like open heart surgeryhood. I don't know exactly what it'll be, but we'll work on it.
And you can find those at paulreiser.com, or you can get tickets for these shows that we are discussing.
You are very good at this whole plugging, Mark. This is clearly not your first day.
I wasn't born yesterday.
No, you were not born yesterday. I would have known. I would have heard about it. Yes, you can go to paulreiser.com, get your tickets. And as I say, please come on down and bring some friends, because if it's an empty theater, it reflects badly. You know what I mean? It looks bad for me.
So fill it up, folks.
Come on down.
Paul Reiser, North Iowa Community Auditorium, NIAC Performing Arts and Leadership Series on Friday, September 23rd, 7 p.m. The following night, Cedar Falls, Gallagher Blue Dorn Performing Arts Center. Paul, it's a pleasure. Thanks for joining us, and keep on
going with
this legendary career.
Well, you're very kind. Thank you. Great talking to you.
That's Paul Reiser. I'm Mark Scar on KW Morning Conversation.